Te Reo Moana Bush. When Kate Valley Landfill was set up, Transwaste Canterbury Limited put aside an area of land called Te Reo Moana Bush for ecological restoration. This is where most of the field trip will take place. About Te Reo Moana Bush. Te Reo Moana Bush is a 410 hectare area of land in the middle and lower Kate Valley. It has been farmed with sheep and beef cattle as part of the Te Reo Moana station for over a century. The area has some regenerating native forest and wetlands. These ecosystems are the core of the restoration project. Transwaste Canterbury Limited decided to restore Te Reo Moana Bush so that one day it will be as it was before people came to New Zealand. Coastal and lowland forests like Te Reo Moana Bush are now rare, so this restoration project is very important for biodiversity conservation. Vision and goals. The restoration plan has a 300-year vision, but it also has 5-year and 35-year goals. So far, the following work has been done. The bush area has permanent protection under the QE2 National Trust Open Space Covenant. Sheep and cattle have been excluded. A deer fence has been put up and deer and pigs have been eradicated. Native forest and wetland plants have been planted. A new wetland has been created. Public walking tracks have been put in place so people can enjoy the area. A pine forest plantation has been planted to help fund restoration after the landfill has closed. Revenue from the forestry will provide sustainable funding for ongoing conservation management of Te Reo Moana Bush. The restoration plan has been developed by our field trip expert, Professor David Norton. He sees that Te Reo Moana Bush will eventually be restored to a mostly forest ecosystem, include coastal broadleaved, mixed podocarp broadleaved and black beech forests, be a place where the plants and animals typical of the Motunui district survive without threat of extinction, be a place where people visit for recreation and to appreciate the restored natural environment. Ecological management. Many people are helping to restore Te Reo Moana Bush so it will be a treasured conservation area for future generations. This includes landfill staff, scientists, contractors and university and school students. A key approach to the restoration of Te Reo Moana Bush is to balance this active restoration with natural succession. This is a process where the structure of an ecosystem evolves over time. Strategically located plantings are used to help speed up these natural processes. Plant and animal pest control is also giving these natural processes a helping hand. But the idea is to give nature time to sort out its own ecosystem. Te Reo Moana Bush was opened to the public for the first time in 2006. The walkway was upgraded in 2017. Anyone can now walk through the bush along a 4-kilometre track down to the coast and back. Is there an area of native bush near you that is open to the public? How is this area looked after? Getting involved in a restoration project. There are plenty of ways to get involved in a restoration project. The following links will help you find restoration groups, activities, and projects in your area. Are any of these restoration projects near your place? How might you get involved in helping with a restoration project near you? These links are useful for starting your own restoration project.